Today's commentary is on Clean Tourism Movement Increases Indonesia's Tourism Competitiveness. Competition in the global tourism industry is getting tighter. To increase competitiveness, countries in the world, including Indonesia, continue to innovate and improve the quality of services. Indonesia's tourism competitiveness has increased from year to year. It was recorded that in 2015, Indonesia's tourism competitiveness was still ranked 50th. This figure improves every year. In 2024, Indonesia's position has shot up to 22nd in the world. The Indonesian government continues to focus on efforts to increase tourism competitiveness. For this reason, Minister of Tourism Widianti Putriwardana launched the Clean Tourism Movement at Parang Tritis Beach, Bantul, Yogyakarta on Thursday, January the 23rd, as one of the main programs of the Ministry of Tourism this year. According to the minister, Parang Tritis Beach is a pilot project of the Clean Tourism Movement because the beach area is one of Yogyakarta's tourism icons. Based on data from the Central Statistic Agency, Parang Tritis Beach is a destination with 2.77 million visitors in 2024. In addition to Parang Tritis Beach, Minister Widayanti stated that the movement will also be carried out in super priority tourism destinations, namely Lake Toba, Borobudur, Mandalika, Labuan Bajo, and Likupang, as well as in three major destinations, which are Bali, Jakarta, and Joglo, Semar, or Yogyakarta, Solo, Semarang. In the Tourism Competitiveness Index, Indonesia has five advantages compared to other countries, namely price competitiveness, policy priority, natural attractions, openness, and cultural attractions and business visits. It is acknowledged that there are still shortcomings in several areas, including the health and cleanliness of tourist destinations. The Clean Tourism Movement, promoted by the Ministry of Tourism, is an effort by the government to overcome one of the main problems in tourist destinations in Indonesia, which is related to cleanliness. If this can be overcome, then the Indonesian people can be sure that Indonesia's tourism competitiveness ranking will continue to increase rapidly. The problem of cleanliness in tourist destinations requires all parties to be involved in maintaining it. This is a shared responsibility, not only for the government, but also the community, tourism destination managers, and tourists themselves. That was commentary today.